We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Increase in positive tests.
That's a warning sign that you might be seeing a surge.
Doubling down on a disputed drug.
It's safe. It doesn't cause problems.
Social media misinformation.
These House members will really be grilling these titans of tech.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. As coronavirus deaths close in on 150,000 in this country, 21 states with high case numbers are now in the red zone. And the Trump administration warns five of them, Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Virginia, and Tennessee, could face worse outbreaks if tough action is not taken. Here's CBS's David Begno.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force has designated Florida as one of the 21 states where no gatherings of more than 10 people are recommended. It's the same in the state of Alabama. That's where Pastor Ricky Williams says after a 64-person service earlier this month, 20 members of his church tested positive.
We had some had wore a mask on the inside, yes, and we distanced.
Still, the push to reopen schools continues, including here in Florida. In the last 2 weeks, pediatric hospitalizations for COVID-19 jumped 42% in the state, and cases rose 82% during the same time period.
At the White House, CBS's Paula Reed tells us about what President Trump is saying.
President Trump sparring with reporters and pushing the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine.
I happen to believe in it. I would take it. I took it for a 14-day period, and I'm here.
But his own FDA cautions against using the drug to treat COVID. The president also defended his decision to retweet this video, which promotes the drug.
We're America's frontline doctors.
Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube all deleted the video for making false claims about COVID.
I think they're very respected doctors. There was a woman who was spectacular in her statements about it.
Actually used to these medications.
But that woman has also made videos saying things like, doctors make medicine using DNA from aliens.
I thought her voice was an important voice, but I know nothing about her.
The president also retweeted an attack on Dr. Fauci, but he continues to insist the two have a great relationship.
He's got a very good approval rating, and I like that.
Even as he wondered aloud why he wasn't as popular as the top doctor.
Nobody likes me. It can only be my personality.
More sharp criticism about how the president is handling the pandemic from presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden.
He's determined to stoke division and chaos.
And about his choice for a running mate.
I'm going to have a choice in the first week in August.
A photographer who captured Biden's notes revealed talking points about Senator Kamala Harris. She's one of the women of color he's apparently considering. The CEOs of top tech companies are in Washington as Congress looks at misinformation on social media. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to admit during his opening statement that his company has a, quote, responsibility to stop bad actors. And he will say that Facebook is taking aggressive steps to stop COVID-19 related misinformation from spreading. I spoke with the chairman of this committee, that's Representative David Cicilline, about whether he believes Facebook is doing enough.
Some of the most profitable things that are posted on Facebook are the things that are not true, that track conspiracy theories.
This will also be the first congressional testimony from the world's richest man, that's Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. He is expected to defend his company's dominance in the retail space.
Now to Portland, Oregon. Protesters back out again hours after Attorney General Barr defended the deployment of federal officers there and elsewhere But there is word the administration is talking with Oregon's governor about possibly drawing down that force. In New York City, plainclothes officers hustled a demonstrator into an unmarked van. That person's accused of damaging police cameras near City Hall. The Trump administration is taking new steps to limit the program that shields young immigrants from deportation. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says it comes after the Supreme Court refused to scrap DACA entirely.
The Trump administration says it will renew the expiring status of Dreamers on a case-by-case basis for 1 year instead of two. New applications will be rejected. A White House official says the new legal rationale for ending the program will focus on its negative effects, in particular how it's thought to serve as a magnet for more illegal crossings.
CBS's Allison Keyes says after tributes in Washington, the scene has shifted for a late congressman and civil rights champion.
Today, John Lewis will lie in state at the Georgia State Capitol Rotunda. His fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma, will hold what's called an Omega ceremony to bid him farewell. Thursday, a private funeral is being held at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Sr. once preached.
In the Persian Gulf, it looked real, but it was just a drill. CBS's Cammy McCormick on an incident that could lead to increased tension in that region.
The latest Iranian exercises involved launching underground ballistic missiles. It's part of an exercise using a mock-up of a U.S. aircraft carrier. Yesterday, Iranian forces fired missiles at the fake ship. An Iranian news agency has also posted a graphic of an American carrier shaped like a casket with a set of crosshairs on it.
On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Vicki Barker has more on a new blood test that some Alzheimer's experts are calling a game changer.
The new test is as accurate as current diagnostic methods, which are far more expensive and invasive, and it can spot Alzheimer's decades before symptoms first appear. Experts say it could make diagnosis simpler, more affordable, and more widely available, and it could be available in as little as 2 years.
A few days ago, a baseball manager and umpire argued over a call, each wearing masks several feet apart. CBS's Steve Futterman looks at what's become of the benches-clearing brawl.
This is not what baseball fan Dr. Anthony Fauci would recommend.
Oh, my.
The LA Dodgers and Houston Astros, two teams who are not the best of friends after the Astros' cheating scandal.
That one's over his head.
And last night, after a pair of pitches that got close to Astro players' heads.
Here come the Astros out of their dugout.
It was a typical baseball skirmish. Lots of talking, a bit of grabbing and pushing, but no punches and no social distancing.
Buying a vowel, hitting a daily double. It may look different, but two popular game shows are ready to churn out new episodes.
Both Wheel and Jeopardy are headed back to production with major changes for the coronavirus age. Fortune's famous spinning wheel has been redesigned to allow for more space between contestants. There's also more space now between Jeopardy's three contestant podiums and plenty of distance from Alex Trebek's position. There will be social distancing rules, PPE behind the scenes, and regular testing for staff and crew, as well as for contestants before they're allowed into the studio. Deadline says both shows begin taping this week and next for the first time since March. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Production on major soap operas resumed this month, too. Some original programming will begin airing next month. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.